This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed suspect has been fatally shot by police after opening fire at a Christmas concert outside the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in Harlem, New York. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says a man shouted, "Kill me," and fired multiple shots just outside the doors of the church. Three NYPD officers almost immediately engaged the gunman. The identity of the deceased gunman has not been released. No one else was reported to have been hurt. The FBI is investigating a breach into the Treasury and Commerce Departments by a Russian group known as Cozy Bear. The same group hacked the Democrat National Committee in 2015. It's unclear how long hackers have been monitoring internal emails at the department. Spokesman says the United States government is aware of these reports and are taking all necessary steps. The Cleveland Indians baseball team will remove the nickname they've used for 105 years. The Cleveland baseball team is expected to announce plans early this week. The team has not decided on a new moniker. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The new Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine started shipping out Sunday, with the first shots being administered as early as Tuesday. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford University tells Fox who should be getting the shots first.
We want to minimize the mortality from this disease. How do we do that? We find the people who are most likely to die if they get infected and then give the vaccine to them. Minimize mortality. Use the vaccine and minimize mortality in the short run, and then end the lockdown. Don't let politics get in the way.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes to the FDA Advisory Committee on Thursday. Sexual harassment allegations have been levied against Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The allegations surfaced in a series of tweets Sunday from Lindsay Boylan, who worked as Cuomo's Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and a special advisor from 2015 to 2018. She said, quote, "Many saw it and watched. This was the way for years." A spokesperson for the governor told the Associated Press there is simply no truth to these claims. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Not everyone is happy, happy, joy, joy over the COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people. But we also need to be transparent.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans to consider taking the vaccine.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical.
Dr. Moncef Salawi, chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed, on Fox News Sunday said he's very concerned about the reluctance of many.
We hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine goes to the FDA board on Thursday and is expected to also be approved for emergency use. This year's additions to the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress have been announced. The Dark Knight, Shrek, Grease, The Blues Brothers, Lilies of the Field. Christopher Nolan, director of The Dark Knight, said, "This is not only a great honor for all of us who worked on The Dark Knight, this is also a tribute to all the amazing artists and writers who have worked on the great mythology of Batman over the decades." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, nobody said it was going to be easy, right? Getting this country back on track and in the midst of, all that's been happening in our country, whether we're talking COVID and, you know, as some have said, you know, we live in two Americas today. Sadly, that's where we are. But, you know, again, if we look to our North Star and our North Star and first principles, it's right there in our Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. If we look to that and see what the standard is and how we're operating with that standard, we can get back on track. But, you know, this is why you got to understand why the nefarious forces out there want us to ignore the U.S. Constitution. And that should be every question. That should be the lead question on anything that we're dealing with. How does this comport with the Constitution? Does it add or does it take away? Right? And so if it adds and it's supported by the Constitution, we know that we're on our North Star. We're getting back to standard. If it violates the Constitution, then we have to set that aside, because today, in the environment where we are, we're at that point where everything is challengeable. And challengeable to the point that some people have an idea that America should not exist, the America that we grew up with, for those of us who've been around for some time, and even for those of us who've defended the cause of America and freedom, those of us who have been proud of the American flag and have seen this country as that light on a shining hill, that light that draws millions of people, immigrants, to this country because of the oppression that they've been exposed to and they've been subjected to, the dreams that have been squashed, you know, dreams like you and I have and can take for granted, even in the midst of COVID and all the oppression that's happening under there, which is a whole nother conversation. But again, it goes back to what is promoting our U.S. Constitution, what's taking away. And there's a lot of things that you could say and put into question that are happening to fellow citizens in other states. You go, how can that be the case? I mean, how do we wholesale eliminate jobs and businesses that, you know, the hardworking people, I mean, really hardworking people have, you know, had the ambition that is the backbone, really the backbone of this country. Our economy is small business. And it's all been attacked. And all because of COVID, you know, we're sitting there going, okay, and maybe in some cases we say, well, that's not me, you know, it's not my business, not my job, so I'm not much worried about it. But it is. I mean, we are interconnected. that we want America to flourish. And we can't allow, you know, a segment, we can't allow a state, you know, to take it and to be obliterated. I mean, it's a little bit about what happened here with this, Texas lawsuit. So, I mean, why is Texas doing that? Why are they banding together? Well, think about it. You know, he pluribus unum. Yes, in the many, there's one. And so what is the one? The fact is that we share a common environment, and the waters of America have been tainted by corruption. Now, some people say, well, come on, Bill, it's not that bad. You know, hey, what are we talking about? Maybe it's going to change a couple votes here and there. It's a minor impact. Think about it. Well, no. I mean, even if one vote, think about this. Even if one vote is canceled because of cheating, you may think, okay, no, big. Why are we worried about that? You know, that there's always, you know, waste. There's always inefficiency. That's kind of built into the mix. But the fact of the matter is you've got to monitor that inefficiency. You've got to monitor especially those things that impact our integrity. Because then they find out, you know, they find themselves growing another head and showing up down the road. That's why I say, I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, the reason we're here today is because where we've been yesterday, we kicked that can, that proverbial voter fraud can, we've continued to kick it right up the road. And, you know, I think what I find interesting is when you hear people talk about this, and these are, you know, politicians and people have been around the circuit for a long time that really understand the inner workings of the whole process. I mean, they will tell you, oh, yeah, Pennsylvania is ripe for fraud. They'll say Illinois is ripe for fraud. They'll say, you know, California is ripe for fraud. They know these fraudulent areas. And yet, it's like as if, I don't know what it is, if the Republican Guard, you know, that establishment Guard just said, okay, well, we got one with Trump, you know, we ought to be thankful for that, and it's their turn, so we'll let them have this goofball election here that doesn't make any kind of mathematical sense, but, you know, hey, we'll just, it's their turn, so to speak. What? I mean, you know, so what happened to we the people? What happened to a government that is to serve the interests of we the people, where we the people are, you know, having a say in our government? But we allow this ruling class, the elites, to take over, and this is their idea of a government that we just take turns. You know, it's okay. You know, no big deal. And forget about, you know, the obvious signs of misrepresentation. It's okay. It'll all work out in the end. And then we start to see the involvement of foreign interest. Of course, last time around, heads were bursting, going crazy. I mean, we had FBI investigations that were happening that weren't happening, you know, regarding some foreign interference. And look what happened. I mean, Mike Flynn just, you know, went to hell and back, and anybody else associated with Trump just about. Because the shenanigans the FBI were putting up with. But I'll tell you this, that you got to understand that all that they put us through, and they put us through this, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know, the people, the ruling elites, they cried foul. They didn't like the idea that Donald Trump, that we the people, exercised our we the people rights and elected Donald Trump. And they're out to teach us a lesson. That's what this has all been about. 4 years of resistance. 4 years of doing everything they can to attack this president. By the grace of God, he wasn't assassinated. And we know that there were many assassination attempts on President Trump. We know that. And they've done everything to tamp that down, maybe wisely so. But you have to understand the hatred for Donald Trump was so visceral and remains so visceral that they will do anything to take him out. And, of course, in this point, It's the anything is, they'll cheat, they'll steal, they'll do everything they can that is so obvious what they did to us during this election. And people, I mean, it's still amazing to me that people go, where's the evidence? I mean, this is like, I mean, if you look at the Hunter Biden story, it's kind of a microcosm of everything else. Because they follow that same pattern. Remember, with Hunter Biden, oh, no, that's Russian disinformation. It's been, you know, disproven. That's a hoax and all this. And now, all of a sudden, You know, we're finding out which was what they said was disinformation and what was a hoax. We got smoke, and where there's smoke, there's fire somewhere. And guess what? They're starting to discover some fires. And now what's going to happen to their credibility? Of course, they're not going to report on themselves. So this is an individual, again, we the people, we stand up and said, this is unacceptable. We're not going to accept liars and people who lie to us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hello.
And welcome to the Situation Room. I'm your host, Wolf Blitzer, an indoor man with an outdoor name. Today's top story is the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine, which the FDA just approved for emergency use. It's just like the PS5. Everybody wants it, nobody can get it, and if you're rich, you already had it a month ago. Here to tell us what to expect out of the vaccine rollout are the American Gothic of the whole coronavirus situation. Please welcome Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx.
Hey, okay, hello. Hi. And I am also the reason for the cheers.
Let's try to keep the woos to a minimum, please. As you all know, woos spread droplets.
Thank you for being here. I understand we're finally getting some good news.
Yes, the vaccine is approved, and I am officially joining the Biden administration to continue the fight against COVID.
And I think I'll be joining as well, right? Remember when Trump said to inject bleach, and I did a stanky little face, and I almost whispered no. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, let's talk about the Pfizer vaccine, which is already being distributed in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, we're doing this vaccine World War II style. We made England go in first, see what's what, and then we swoop in at the end and steal the spotlight. Tom Hanks will make 10 movies about it, and when it's all over, you can kiss any nurse you want.
That sounds good to me. Now, who will get the first vaccine here in the United States?
Well, here's how we're going to do it. First, healthcare workers. You McSteamies, you McDreamies, what have you.
And next, we have anybody named Mildred, Horace, Blanche, Mabel, or Walter.
We're talking about super seniors. Anyone who pays for Red Lobster with a Diners Club card.
And then after the elderly, we'll move on to prisoners, then teachers, then sick people, then everyone else.
Right, right. And that will be July 20, bada, bada, bada.
That's quite a while to wait. What do you make of the overall federal vaccine plan?
You know, I try not to comment, but this president has done about as good a job with this rollout as I did throwing out that first pitch at the Nationals game.
Yes, I believe we have a clip.
Oh, we don't have to show it.
There it is, Saturday Night Live. A little spoof here on the rollout with Dr. Fauci, Deborah Birx, and, of course, Wolf Blitzer. They'd love Wolf Blitzer. I think just the idea that they get to play that role or whatever in the midst of, you know, COVID and everything that's COVID. But, yes, the good news is at warp speed. Thank God, you know, for the team that was assembled. And, of course, the way they're reporting this, you know, you can tell people do not understand how business works. And when you have a chief executive officer like Trump, who has that personality of a true CEO, hey, look, at you keep championing the cause and you do whatever you can to get the result. And, of course, anytime it can be perceived that, oh, he was unfair or maybe he was being too hard on people, then that's their perception. But look at the results. The fact of the matter is that in less than a year, something that would have taken 5 to 8 years to roll out, this is how quick this administration and the leadership of Donald Trump was able to turn this around. So kudos for the president. I know it's hard in some cases, even for the Democrats and the liberal media to give, you know, to give Donald Trump his due and the team its due and be able to turn this around. So Pfizer has already rolled out. We saw trucks rolling out last night. And, you know, vaccines are going to start, even as we're talking right now, I'm sure vaccines are being administered. Amazing. We expect AstraZeneca and Moderna to be participating probably by the end of Q1, its first quarter, which will be somewhere between, you know, they're saying maybe February, March, somewhere in that area, where they will add to the numbers where we can, you know, be expecting 100 million doses, which is massive when you think about, you know, what that will translate to. And the bottom line of all this, the scientists, if you, in keeping with the science, this is what the science says, okay? They say that we need to get, which I thought was interesting, because before I'd heard that we needed to have 50% herd immunity, right? We had to have 50% of the people at that level of herd immunity in order to overcome or at least get on top of these numbers that we've been impacted by with as we start to go through what looks to be a second wave of the coronavirus. But now they're saying that it needs to be more like 75 to 80%. 75 to 80%, which they're projecting. I mean, if we have cooperation somewhere between May or June. See, but that's the issue, is cooperation. You know, as I've been sharing with you, it's ironic, because these very people who now are promoting 75 to 80%, they've got to reverse their wheels, because all along for the last, what, 6-7 months, they have been propagandizing the environment by saying, you know, they don't trust Trump, you know, as if Trump is in the back room of the White House somewhere, you know, putting, you know, the vaccine together or something. It's so absurd. But they've badmouthed the whole situation of the vaccine so much, even as you recall in the vice presidential debate. You know, Mike Pence, to his credit, the vice president, you know, kind of chastised, and rightfully so, Kamala Harris. See, and this that moment in itself should tell you a lot about the character of Kamala Harris, as what she's going to be like as a vice president in terms of looking out for the holistic aspect. I mean, that side that is outside of politics. But no, she's so politically enjoined and fixated that she couldn't even hear her words in what she was doing in discouraging the participation of America with the vaccine. And the vice president, Pence, called her on it. And to me, I think that's quite the moment that tells you about the character of Kamala Harris. And hopefully she's learned by that, and she can think in a higher interest and a better interest for the American people. Because if she is to be the next vice president, if that's going to be the case, you know, hopefully she can operate in more of a holistic and more of a manner that is consistent with our Constitution and that which is for the better good. So all that to say is they've participated in downgrading the effectiveness of this vaccine. And I think that when the numbers first came out, when they were doing this, I think it was in May of this year, about 70% said, yes, I'd be willing to, you know, participate and take the vaccine. Several months later, it was down to 50, and down to the most recent, which I think it's less than 50% now. Well, if you're not hitting even the 50% level, you're not even going to hit herd immunity, because, again, the language and what's been put out there is so compromised. I mean, you talk about transparency. I mean, the officials, and, you know, they're trying to do everything they can. And I feel for some of these, you know, government officials, you know, whether it's Azar or, you know, CDC, because here they are. We're looking to them as elements you know, constituents of credibility, and they're compromised. I mean, they're fighting the headwinds of the mainstream media and all this propaganda that's been put out there. Dr. Fauci has been a tough himself, as they were saying, you know, laughingly about, you might wonder if sometimes his credibility is, you know, like that first pitch. It has been all over the place, and it puts things in question. But it's amazing, even in spite of all that, again, because of the covering of the mainstream media, they've given him pass time and time again. So whether it's Joe Biden or Dr. Fauci, but the deal is that the, you know, mainstream America gets it. And they look at this and they go, wow, this is, you know, how do we trust this? And we look at these people supposedly that are supposed to be the bastions of science and credibility, and they're compromised. And we're sitting there going, wait a minute, are we, what are we setting ourselves up for here? And do we have all the information? So, again, even in today's America, we can be grateful for our U.S. Constitution, because we can ask the questions. And we also have to be careful, because you know what could happen. And some have suggested the next step is just going to be abject, you know, coercion on the part of the government saying, look, you know, you need to be immunized. If you're not immunized, then there's going to be certain accesses that are going to be eliminated from this free America. Could you imagine if we started getting to that point? But you can see where this might be heading to.
Look, we've got more coming up. Thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 29 after.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed suspect has been fatally shot by police after opening fire at a Christmas concert outside the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in Harlem, New York. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says a man shouted, "Kill me," and fired multiple shots just outside the doors of the church. Three NYPD officers almost immediately engaged the gunman. The identity of the deceased gunman has not been released. No one else was reported to have been hurt. The FBI is investigating a breach into the Treasury and Commerce Departments by a Russian group known as Cozy Bear. The same group hacked the Democrat National Committee in 2015. It's unclear how long hackers have been monitoring internal emails at the department. Spokesman says the United States government is aware of these reports and are taking all necessary steps. The Cleveland Indians baseball team will remove the nickname they've used for 105 years. The Cleveland baseball team is expected to announce plans early this week. The team has not decided on a new moniker. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise.
Yet to be seen, ladies and gentlemen, and we're all calling for transparency, whether it has to do with the vaccine or, you know, this last election. Do not give up the fight. Those that want us to stay in the dark are doing everything they can to make sure any glimmer of light is shut out. And we need to maintain our insistence to measure up against their level of resistance so that we can finally get down to this, because we know what happens traditionally in the political process. When there is a change of management, which it seems there might be a change in management, anything that was leading to the exposure of the corruption within our government is all going to go away. John O'Connor joins us now, and we're going to be taking a look at the latest legal action for voter transparency, election integrity. SCOTUS already, we knew going into this, John Roberts was not going to want to, you know, be involved with this. He was doing everything he can to avoid it. And John is a legal analyst and author. His book, Postgate, How the Washington Post Betrayed Deep Throat, Covered Up Watergate, and Began Today's Partisan Advocacy Journalism. He served as an assistant U.S. attorney in Northern California, representing the United States in both criminal and civil cases. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, I don't know if you saw this. This is like
hot off the presses here, and this comes from Epoch Times. This has been one of my recent go-to information sources. And we're finding out the Dominion Voting Systems uses a firm that was hacked. Now, they knew that it was hacked before spring of this year. And you've got these systems that 28 states used used for voting this year. And I'm not, you know, I don't know if they were aware that it had been hacked, but now, and I don't know, this seems to me like one of those plausible deniability setups where Dominion is going to try to, you know, hang in there. And because all the information, you know, they say, well, where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? Well, sometimes, you know, you can watch how people react when things are reported. And that gives you an indication that you may not have the solid evidence, but you're probably getting warm. Is that fair?
Well, it is. There's that one instance in which it's very clear that 6,000 votes were changed at one point from Trump to Biden. And it's amazing how everything seems to go from Trump to Biden. All the anomalies are in Biden's face.
Yeah, it doesn't happen the other way, does it?
It does not.
Right. Yeah.
I haven't seen any dumps of 140,000 votes for Trump and 6,000 for Biden. But it seems like that happens in the middle of the night when the servers are all gone, the water main is supposedly broken, and so forth. And now this stuff comes up. Biden's graph goes from looking like a normal graph of votes, and all of a sudden you have an El Capitan.
That's right.
180 degree turn there.
Yeah, oh, no. The hockey stick. It takes a hockey stick for that, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Al Gore finally got his hockey stick.
Yes, right.
Know. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And it's just, look, the whole thing is so terrible. And what's so bad about it is that normally the remedy, the way elections are supposed to work is that if there's any question about the election, you have a ballot box with all the ballots in it, nice paper ballots, and it's locked up. And the nice ladies that are running the precinct, they open it up and they recount it again. Mm-hmm. And we did that, and you think about it, Bush v. Gore, no matter how much litigation there was, it was all about recounting, paper ballots. And maybe we look at dimples and hangings, but that's what we did. It's a recount of paper ballots. That's what the electoral, because that's when the electoral system has got reasonable bounds to it. You've supervised it. That's why you should vote on the same day in one place where you can't come in multiple times. And you have to come in person and sign in, and they check your signature. But now, this time, because of COVID, everything went out the window. It was kind of getting slippery there anyway with 60-day voting, et cetera, et cetera. It was going out the window. Everything went out the window. So the electoral system itself could not do the checks and balances and supervision we needed. So, of course, if you think Trump is Hitler, you'll do anything in the world to stop him. It makes sense. You know, Hitler, we think it was just fine to blow up Hitler. Well, because he was Hitler.
Yes.
And, of course, these other folks think it's – of course they think it's okay to harvest phony ballots. And, of course, they think it's okay to just vote dead people. So – and then the more important thing, and it's okay not to reject ballots. Most respectable left-leaning sites before the election, like Atlantic Magazine's got a good article September 30th this year, rejections were supposed to skyrocket because you had all these young, new, urban voters. They're 8 times more likely than an older person to make a mistake on a ballot. 6% of the people in the 2019 Philadelphia primaries didn't put their ballots in an envelope, all got rejected. Mm-hmm. Now, the New York Times reports, my gosh, the rejection rate plummeted.
Yes, less than 1%, right?
Right. Yeah. What happened? Of course, there are obviously good proof of people voting that aren't citizens. There's some teenagers voting in one state that had 17,000. But the problem is, once you get out of the normal controls of the voting system, the courts are not equipped to handle this thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the last thing they want. You talk about, you know, John Roberts is probably still under his bed right now.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lid on him. He took the lid from Biden, and he's using Biden's lid now.
That's right. That's right. I mean, he's frightened out of his mind, and he got intimidated on Obamacare with just a couple little comments. I mean,
yes.
Now we've got Antifa burning cities. Of course, he's not going to do anything. but it is a big ask, so to speak, of the judiciary to come in and it's almost like a tort case. It's the kind of case you either have a legal case, which are very good cases in which it's very clear legally four or five states violated the Constitution. There's a legal wrong. The problem is the remedy to overturn a vote with 150,000 vote margin. Well, what I would say is probably given the extent of the problems, there's a good reason to throw the vote out. But I think it's really tough for a judge to do that. It's really tough for them to say, okay, you guys all voted, now I'm going to throw it out. That's the problem. Now,
well, they did that in California, you know. They did that in California with Proposition 8. One judge decided to invalidate 8 million votes. You remember that.
Right. And actually, I mean, it wouldn't have been I think people are afraid. The second thing is, now I talked about the legal challenges. You also have the factual, what I call the factual challenges, where there's wide evidence of factual problems. Forget about the rules. We know what the rules are. They were violated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like predating ballots with where the person voted before he received the ballot. You know, obviously people intentionally misstated the receipt date, as we know, and
right.
Things like that. Those are factual issues. And it looks like, because of the anecdotes, it looks like, yes, they're probably, I'm using the word probably, more likely than not, lawyer words. There's enough voting irregularity to make the voting outcome questionable. But the courts, once again, aren't equipped for that. They're not going to really sit down and have a trial 5 months from now after everybody does depositions.
Right.
It really is too much to ask of the judicial system. It's not set up. And what happened is this thing got away. And if there's anything to be learned from our side of the fence is that there should have been litigation over this last summer, early this fall. Hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. Even what I do when I go to a trial, Bill, is when I think the other guy's going to do something dirty, I try to figure out what it is.
Exactly.
And I make a motion in limine before court. And maybe somebody should have come into court and said, hey, judge, we want to make sure we get closer than 6 feet.
Yeah, exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from John O'Connor after this. Stay with us.
This report is sponsored by the American Medical Association. With the holidays approaching and COVID-19 cases at a record high, America's physicians urge everyone to celebrate responsibly. They ask we celebrate in a safe way to limit the virus's spread and reduce risk. The American Medical Association, the AMA, has some suggestions to help you meet this request. Start by limiting gatherings to just those living in the same household. For those in warmer climates, consider having holiday meals outside. Consider hosting a virtual gathering so people can still see and talk to loved ones. And always follow these three tips. Wear your mask, practice physical distancing, and wash your hands regularly. AMA President, Dr. Susan Bailey.
The holidays are about family, friends, and togetherness. Being apart is a tremendous sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice we should all be making this year toward the goal of defeating this virus and ensuring we're all able to eat and celebrate together again in 2021.
For more, visit ama-assn.org.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
More than the spirit now, ladies and gentlemen. There's a time when the spirit and action must come together. And congratulations, I say, and thank you to Amy Kramer and Stop the Steal, the movement that has gone across the country that has been storming state houses. Of course, you're not hearing this reported on the establishment media. They don't want this getting out. Again, over a million people came out in record numbers to D.C. to demonstrate, their indictment on the lack of integrity and the fraud that has taken place and that we, the people, are being subjected to. You know, John O'Connor, this is what we have to realize. And I think sometimes it's hard for people to get their heads around this, is that there are, these aren't just human mistakes. I mean, these are purposeful. I mean, you've got a group of people that know that they know, without a doubt, that they cheated. They stole this election, the nefarious acts. I mean, there's enough, anecdotal evidence and enough, even scientific, mathematical evidence that lead you to believe that there's trouble here in River City. And I'm grateful for those people and people like yourself that do not want to stick their head in the sand and say, hey, we'll just give it a pass, let this go on. Because the reason we're here today is because for decades we have kicked that proverbial voter fraud can up the hill or up the road or down the road, however you want to say it. And this is what we're dealing with today. I mean, it is just gone on steroids. It's incomprehensible, but here we are.
Yeah, the chickens are coming home to roost. Like I say, people say there's no fraudulent voting, and we've heard that in the past. Well, there's a really good study out there that shows that about a little over 2% of the votes are cast by illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. That's one that's been with us for a while. Now, that is small potatoes compared to the other stuff. Let me give you an example of that shows intent. One of the things I did when I was a federal prosecutor was the key thing you show is intent, and you always show it by circumstantial evidence. You can't cut somebody's head open and get their brains out and
right.
Show intent. So look at what happened in Pennsylvania. Prior to the election, the Supreme Court ruled, it was a 4-4 tie as to whether to do an injunction, but they ruled that the ballot, you couldn't receive ballots after November 3rd. That was wrong. It was against the Pennsylvania Constitution. So, okay, you're supposed to take the ballots that are received late and stick them over in a pile.
Mm-hmm.
That way, the courts can deal with that as a clean legal matter because it's clearly wrong, and you've got this pile of votes over here that you go back to what I call the paper vote count. You go back, you count, you figure out which ones don't count.
Right.
Okay, so that's a clean legal issue. So guess what happened? All of a sudden, postal workers were instructed to predate the ballots and make it look like they didn't come in late. So what happens? We now have a clean legal case, but because of intent.
Mm-hmm. Right. But John, help me understand.
Get around that.
Okay, help me understand. They postdate, but you know, and this is on an envelope, right? And now the envelope gets separated from the ballot, so the chain of custody is compromised. So how do you follow that one?
But even before that, there are you've got a good point there about removing the envelope. But here's my point. Even in advance of that, there were 109,000 ballots that had questionable dates. That is to say, I asked for the ballot on November 4th, and it's marked returned November 3rd. I asked for the ballot November 3rd. My gosh, it's returned November 3rd. There are 109,000 votes that somehow people were able to figure out the return date and the request date. Now, you're right. A lot of these second envelopes, I talked about that in Philadelphia in 2019, when they're being honest, 6% of all votes didn't have a second envelope, but somebody would put those off in the rejection pile.
Mm-hmm.
My point is simply this. I'm just using this, the 109,000. I think there are more votes than that they cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
But just we know that there are 109,000 that we actually kept, and somebody actually kept the record of the return date and the request date for the ballot. And it was anomalous. 109,000 were anomalous. Now, I think there's a lot more than that for the reasons you stated. You have the envelopes being taken out of them, and it's probably might go into 500,000 to 1 million envelopes. I mean, if statistics are what they should be, that's what we would get. But my point is that just that one thing shows that someone went out there and someone was thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to get us on these late ballots. Let's cheat.
Yeah.
Let's cheat. So somebody then comes up with a massive scheme of cheating. I don't think the postal supervisor who told his underlings to predate the ballots, the receipt date, I don't think he just popped up in the middle of the night and thought he'd do that on his own.
Oh, exactly. No, there was a call.
So that's my point.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Point. There's evidence, and Rudy Giuliani says it pretty well, there's evidence of a coordination from the top on this. There's evidence of coordination. This is not something that just popped into people's brains and they just cheated on their own.
Exactly.
And which you have, I think, in every election. You have a couple people that are just out there saying, oh, you know, I think I got to vote, and I'm not legal, or I didn't do this, or I'm going to vote for my dead neighbor. But this is coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if we get anything out of this that's good for the Republic, it should be not shutting up, but demanding that we get our voting system back in line as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's not too late. And apropos of that, what's going to happen if Georgia is lost, if both seats are lost in Georgia? We are in deep trouble
we're done.
No turning back. Now we can ask to change our voting system all we want, but my gosh, we've now got 104 senators, and we've got 15 Supreme Court justices, and we've got no filibuster. So then, this is really I hate to be Mr. Gloom and Doom here, but...
Well, but this is the reality. This is the reality, but that's what you were saying earlier. It's kind of like Wayne Gretzky, you know, in hockey. He said he never went to the puck. He went to where it was going. And that's what gave him, you know, a leg up over other NHL players. And that's anything in life. You see the trajectory, just as you said. You started anticipating, and whatever, the Republican Party really dropped the ball. You got whoever is responsible to do this, because you know what was going on. Eric Holder was already saying what he was doing. They knew that big tech was against them. They didn't know. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing happened in California in the midterms in 2017. John, they knew the Democrats late at night they authorized ballot harvesting. Now, the Republicans were caught back on their heels. And they didn't have a counter for that. And look at how many House seats they lost and how many voting districts that were solid red districts got flipped in one voting cycle. You know, that's unprecedented.
Right, right. And we have to realize there's the differences in philosophy between the two sides allow this difference. Republicans want to be, and conservatives want the process to be fair and honest, and mm-hmm. both sides to have their back and forth. And that's one of the things we're fighting to preserve.
They don't want to go to jail. John, they don't want to go to jail. The other side doesn't care. I mean, you know, partially, right?
Yeah, and they know that everyone's going to have their back. You know, if they get caught, it's just, you know, they're on the right side. Remember, as long as you are on the right side in any leftist, ideologically leftist regime, as long as you're on the right side of the a regime in power, then you're okay. You can do anything. All sins are forgiven. And that's what we have on the other side of the coin here. So it's
right.
Really.
Yeah, because there's no consequence that's paid. Look at all this stuff that they've done. I mean, they still can't figure out what Hillary Clinton did. And it just goes on and on. And they just wear the system out.
Think about that. Hillary Clinton never had any thought that the system would prosecute her. She knew better. She just was so smug about it. And, you know, she knew that she could go out and beat up her computer, destroy it, and that the whole system would protect her. And they protected her. It was
exactly.
Very, very cynical. They're very cynical. And now let's get to hopefully Barr. I wish President Trump go a little easy on the guy, because he really can't overturn the election. And one of the things we want Barr to do is just appoint a special prosecutor for
exactly.
Hunter and James Biden.
Right.
I hope he does that.
Is there a way also that we can look into, because you brought up something that's really important that we need to, I think, draw a bead on, is that somebody coordinated this. Because what happened in Georgia, what happened in Pennsylvania, what happened in these other swing states, Wisconsin, it's obviously coordinated. Somebody was making a call. Who was it? Where was the headquarters for all the shenanigans that were moving parts? Now, I had heard at one point there was some sort of manual that was out there that told these workers, these key workers, what was going to happen and how they were going to do this. And but I haven't seen any evidence of it. It's anecdotal that this manual existed. I don't know, maybe 20 years down the road, we'll find the infamous manual that garnered Joe Biden 80 million votes.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a manual that's explicit. There will be. They have a lot. There are a lot of conferences and so forth and so on. But one thing is that nobody's going to produce proof like that. You know, and a good criminal does not do that. And so, so we see just anecdotally some of the stuff happens. For instance, we see that there's a couple affidavits I've looked at of meetings, like I talked before about the postal workers. Well, then
right.
There's a meeting that the one woman talked about of 100 workers in Detroit in September.
Well, John, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Appreciate it. Look forward to having you back. John O'Connor right here. Thank you, sir. Take care.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. when grocery stores run empty or disasters strike. Our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious?